It's clear that the strike is already affecting the small screen. What is less clear is when or if it will affect the big screen. For a film producer's side of the story, we called up Lawrence Turman. His career spans more than four decades, and you'll find his name on dozens of films from The Graduate to American History X. There's been much talk that producers don't want to give writers a greater share of DVD and internet revenues, and Turman says that reflects a misunderstanding of what it means to be a producer.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think the writer should get a bigger piece of the pie. That is perhaps a popular misconception, because the Motion Picture Alliance Association, whatever their official title is, in the newspapers they list them as the producers. But they are really not. They are studio owners. They are financiers. Producers like myself and others work for them as well.
Well, let's say that you're producing a film and you've just gotten a green light from the studio to shoot it, but your writer is on strike because of the writer's strike. What do you do? Do you postpone shooting? Do you just live with the script exactly as it's written, verbatim? What happens?
Mind you, it's not totally up to the producer. The money controls. And in consultation with the studio, one producer might say, script's not ready, let's postpone. Another producer might say, my God, I'll never get these wonderful actors again, let's go forward. And or say, you know, the director and I will fine-tune the script, or maybe we can get a non-union writer to do so. There's no one answer that fits all. That's why it's so complicated. Each one is an individual situation.
At the time of the last writer's strike, you were a prolific producer of movies. Did the strike impact any of your productions?
I guess I was one of the lucky ones. It didn't seem to impact mine. Sometimes that's the timing, the luck of the draw. Either I was already in the middle of shooting something, or I had something ready. So personally, it didn't impact me. But boy, it impacts lots of people, and indeed, more than just people within the entertainment industry. I mean, L.A., Los Angeles, is a company town.
In television, it seems not uncommon for writers to become producers. In movies?
Well, writers have become producers, more often directors. But in television, it is common. It's almost de rigueur. All the writers become producers. So I myself marvel. I look at a television series and any good show, and I'm thinking, wow, they have 14 people listed as producers, and of course, of the 14, 12 are writers.
This word producer, you think it perhaps it's been misunderstood, that when we think of producers versus writers, it really should be big companies versus writers. Your share of the DVD proceeds are not what would decline if the writers got a bigger share of the
DVD
proceeds.
Well, real producer, badly put, functioning producers, myself included, don't participate any residuals. We don't have health benefits. We don't get residuals. It even sticks in my craw when I read in the paper, producers stand fast and won't offer the writer so-and-so. I say, no, they're not producers. They are owners, they are business people, they are financiers. It, in an odd way, it's confusing in a way that I believe maligns producers.
Well, Lawrence Turman, thank you very much for talking with us.
Nice talking with you.
Lawrence Turman produced dozens of feature films, among them The Best Man and The Graduate. He now runs the Peter Stark Producing Program at the University of Southern California.